Welcome back, everyone, to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to be looking at Ampatchy. And I got to say, this is something I'm pretty excited about because, you know, I love music.
Yeah.
And this is like, it seems like it could really change the way I listen to music.
Yeah.
So what is Ampatchy?
Well, Ampatchy is basically a self-hosted music streaming service.
Okay.
So you know how, like, right now you might be using Spotify or Apple Music.
Right.
You pay a monthly fee.
Right.
They have their big library, and you just stream whatever you want.
Yeah.
Well, with Ampatchy, what you're doing is you're taking your own personal music collection, all the MP3s you have.
Okay.
And putting them on a server and streaming them from there.
Oh, okay. So it's like...
it's like I'm making my own...
It's your own personal Spotify.
Yeah, like my own Spotify.
Yeah, exactly.
That's really cool.
So you're not limited to what some company has decided you can listen to.
Yeah.
You can listen to anything you want as long as you have it. That's great. And a big thanks to SaveServer for supporting this deep dive.
Absolutely.
They are experts in hosting and digital transformation. And actually, they can help you set up Ampatchy if that's something you're interested in.
Yeah, they're really great.
So be sure to check them out at www.saveserver.dd.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get into the nitty-gritty here.
Okay.
How does this actually work? Like, I'm picturing, you know,
yeah,
tons of servers and wires and...
Yeah, a lot of people think that it's really complicated, but it's actually much simpler than you might think.
Okay.
Basically, what you're doing is you're setting up Ampatchy on a web server.
Okay.
Now, if you're not familiar with web servers,
right,
it's basically just a computer that's connected to the internet.
Okay.
And it's running software that allows it to serve web pages and applications.
Gotcha.
So you install Ampatchy on this web server.
Okay.
And then you tell Ampatchy where your music is stored.
Okay.
This could be on your computer itself. It could be on an external hard drive.
Hmm.
It could be on a network attached storage device.
Okay.
Whatever you're using to store your music.
Gotcha.
You just tell Ampatchy where it is, and Ampatchy will scan all those files, gather all the information about the artist, the album, the track titles, all that good stuff.
Okay.
And put it into a database.
Okay, so it's like it's like organizing my music library.
It's like having a super organized music library and living inside your computer.
Perfect.
Exactly. And then once you have that set up, the magic begins.
Oh, wow.
You can access this music library from anywhere.
Really?
Any device that can connect to the internet.
Wow.
You can use a web browser.
Okay.
You can use dedicated Ampatchy apps on your phone or tablet.
Wow.
And you can even stream it to your TV.
Okay.
So it really is like having your own personal Spotify.
Okay. But I have to ask, like, what kind of tech skills do I need to make this happen?
That's a great question. And that's one of the best things about Ampatchy is that you don't need to be a tech wizard to set it up.
Really?
Now, there is a little bit of a learning curve.
Okay.
But the Ampatchy community is amazing.
Okay.
It's completely open source software.
Right.
Which means that there are tons of people who are passionate about Ampatchy.
Yeah.
They're constantly working to make it better, easier to use.
Okay.
And they've created a ton of resources.
Okay.
To help people get started.
That's awesome.
You can find documentation guides, video tutorials, forum posts, all sorts of stuff.
So, like, even someone like me who's, like, not a programmer could
Absolutely.
Plug it out.
Yeah, you can follow instructions.
Okay.
You can set up Ampatchy.
That's reassuring.
You might take a little bit of time and effort.
Right.
But it's definitely doable.
Okay, so let's say I'm sold on this idea.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm used to using Spotify and Apple Music.
Right.
Which are very slick and polished interfaces.
Yeah.
What's the experience like with Ampatchy?
Well, the interface is not quite as polished as Spotify or Apple Music.
Okay.
But the beauty of it is that it's completely customizable.
Okay.
So you can choose from different themes. You can install plugins to add features that you want.
Okay.
So you can really make it your own.
That's cool.
Yeah. And it's constantly being updated. So it's only getting better.
Okay. So it's customizable. It gives me control. And it's free.
Yeah.
That all sounds great.
Yeah.
But let's talk about the big one, sound quality.
Yeah.
Can Ampatchy really compete with, you know, dedicated music players or
Absolutely.
High-end streaming services?
Yeah, one of the best things about Ampatchy is that it supports a wide range of audio formats, including lossless formats like FLAC.
Okay.
Which means that you're hearing the music exactly as it was recorded.
Wow.
Without any compression or loss of detail.
So audiophiles can rejoice.
Exactly. You can really hear the difference.
Okay, cool.
Especially if you have a good sound system. You're going to be blown away by the quality.
Okay, I love it.
Yeah. So you're not sacrificing anything in terms of sound quality.
That's awesome.
By using Ampatchy.
I'm impressed.
Yeah. It's really a great way to listen to music.
Okay, cool.
And to have control over your music collection.
Awesome.
Yeah. It's very empowering.
Okay. So what if I'm on the go?
Okay.
And I don't have good internet connection?
Yeah.
Can I still listen to my music with Ampatchy?
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
So Ampatchy has this great feature called Catalogs.
Okay.
Which allows you to download specific albums or playlists to your device.
Okay.
For offline listening.
Oh, that's perfect.
So it's like...
So like when I'm on a plane.
Yeah, exactly. Or if you're hiking.
Okay.
Or if you're in an area with spotty internet.
Gotcha.
You can still listen to your music.
That's perfect.
Without having to worry about streaming.
Okay, so you've convinced me Ampatchy is powerful.
Yeah.
Versatile.
It is.
But is it just for tech-savvy people who love to tinker?
I don't think so.
Or can anyone benefit from this?
I think anyone who loves music,
okay,
and wants more control over their listening experience,
okay,
could benefit from Ampatchy.
Okay.
You know, if you're tired of paying those monthly subscription fees for streaming services.
Right.
Or if you have a massive music collection that you've carefully curated over the years.
Yeah.
Ampatchy gives you the freedom to enjoy that music on your own terms.
I love that. Okay.
Yeah, it's very liberating.
So what about sharing music with friends and family?
Oh, yeah.
Is that possible?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So Ampatchy allows you to set up separate user accounts for family members or housemates.
Uh-huh.
And each of them can have their own personalized playlists, their own settings, or you can create a shared library
that
everyone can access.
So it's like a family jukebox.
It's a family jukebox.
That's awesome.
Everyone can contribute and enjoy the music together.
Now let's talk about the community.
Yeah.
What's the Ampatchy community like?
The Ampatchy community is one of the most vibrant and supportive communities I've ever encountered.
Really?
The forums are just buzzing with activity.
Wow.
People sharing tips, helping each other troubleshoot problems, collaborating on new features.
That's cool.
And if you're someone who likes to tinker, you can actually contribute to the development of Ampatchy yourself.
Oh, wow. Even if I'm not a programmer.
Even if you're not a programmer,
really,
there are ways to contribute.
Wow, that's really cool.
Documentation translations.
Okay.
Testing bug reports. Oh, all sorts of things.
That's awesome. Okay, so...
It's a really great community.
It's more than just listening to music.
It is.
It's a whole community.
It's a community of people who are passionate about music.
Okay.
And passionate about open source software.
So we've talked a lot about the benefits.
Yeah.
But are there any downsides or challenges that people should be aware of?
I think the biggest hurdle for most people is the initial setup.
Okay.
It does require a little bit of technical know-how to get a server running and to configure everything properly.
Yeah. It's not like...
It's not as simple as...
Click download.
Yeah, clicking download.
And go.
And you're ready to go. Right. There's a little bit more to it than that.
Good.
But like we talked about earlier, the Ampatchy community is incredibly helpful.
Right.
There are tons of guides and tutorials available online.
Okay.
And people on the forums are always willing to lend a hand.
Okay. So it's an investment of time.
It is.
And effort up front.
Yeah.
But once it's running.
But once you have it set up.
It's smooth sailing.
It pretty much runs itself.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and I think that initial effort is part of what makes Ampatchy so rewarding.
Okay.
Because you've built something yourself.
Right.
You understand how it works. You have complete control over it.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, it's a different kind of satisfaction.
You get a point there.
Than just using a prepackaged service.
There's something to be said for taking ownership of your technology.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And not just relying on big companies to provide everything for you.
Totally. Okay, so.
Yeah, so it's a very empowering feeling.
It's not just the technical side of things.
It's not just about the technical side.
It's like philosophy.
It's about having the freedom to curate your own listening experience, to organize your music the way you want it, to discover new artists and albums without being influenced by algorithms or playlists curated by someone else. You're in control.
Speaking of discovery.
Yeah.
Does Ampatchy have any features for finding new music?
It does.
Okay.
It has a recommendation engine.
Okay.
Although it's not as sophisticated as some of the commercial services, it's more about suggesting artists or albums that are similar to what you've already listened to.
Gotcha.
But honestly, I think the real beauty of Ampatchy is that it encourages you to be more proactive in your music discovery.
I like that.
You know, you're browsing your own library.
Yeah.
rediscovering old favorites, maybe digging into genres or artists you might not have explored otherwise.
So it's a more intentional way.
Intentional way of listening.
Of listening, yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, and you know, there's something really satisfying about creating your own playlists, sharing them with friends, and introducing them to music they might not have heard before.
I like that.
It's a more personal and meaningful way to connect with others through music.
That's great.
Yeah, it's really special.
As we wrap up here, I want to go back to something you said earlier.
Okay.
About Ampatchy being more than just software.
Yeah.
It's a philosophy.
It is.
A way of thinking about technology and our relationship with it.
In a world where we're constantly bombarded with ads, subscriptions.
Algorithms trying to control our choices. Ampatchy is a breath of fresh air.
I love that.
It's a reminder that we have the power to choose,
right,
to create, to connect with others in ways that are authentic and meaningful.
Well said, and a huge thank you to SafeServer for supporting this episode.
Absolutely.
And for helping people unlock the power of platforms like Ampatchy.
Great.
If you're interested in learning more about their hosting and digital transformation services, be sure to check out their website at www.safeserver.d.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Okay, so it's been a pleasure diving into the world of Ampatchy with you.
Likewise.
Hopefully this has inspired some of you to explore it further.
Yeah.
And discover the joy of taking control of your music experience.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive.
Thanks for having me.
Until next time, keep exploring and keep the music playing.
Keep the music playing. It's a really great feature.
It's like having a little offline Spotify.
It is. It is.
That's perfect.
So you can always have your music with you no matter where you are.
So you've convinced me Ampatchy is powerful, versatile.
Yeah.
But is it just for tech-savvy people who love to tinker, or can anyone benefit from this?
I honestly think anyone who loves music and wants more control over their listening experience could benefit from Ampatchy. You know, if you're tired of paying those monthly subscriptions for streaming services, if you have a massive music collection that you've carefully curated over the years, Ampatchy gives you the freedom to enjoy that music on your own terms.
I can see how that would be really appealing.
Yeah.
What about sharing music with friends and family? Is that possible with Ampatchy?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You can set up separate user accounts for family members, housemates. Each of them can have their own personalized playlists, their own settings. Or you can create a shared library that everyone can access.
Okay.
It's like having a family jukebox where everyone can contribute and enjoy the music together.
Now let's talk about something I always find fascinating with open source projects.
Okay.
The community.
Yeah.
What's the Ampatchy community like?
The Ampatchy community is one of the most vibrant and supportive communities I've ever encountered.
Really?
The forums are just buzzing with activity.
Wow.
People are sharing tips, helping each other troubleshoot problems, collaborating on new features.
That's cool.
And if you're someone who likes to tinker, you can actually contribute to the development of Ampatchy yourself.
Oh, wow. Even if I'm not a programmer.
Even if you're not a programmer, there are ways to contribute.
Really?
Yeah. Documentation translations, testing, bug reports, all sorts of things.
Wow. That's really cool. So it's more than just listening to music.
It is. It's a community.
It's a whole community.
Of people who are passionate about music and passionate about open source software.
So we've talked a lot about the benefits, but are there any downsides or challenges that people should be aware of?
Yeah, I think the biggest hurdle for most people is the initial setup. It does require a little bit of technical know-how to get a server running and configure everything properly. It's not as simple as clicking download and you're ready to go.
Right.
There's a little bit more to it than that. But like we talked about earlier, the Ampatchy community is incredibly helpful.
Right.
There are tons of guides and tutorials available online, and people on the forums are always willing to lend a hand.
So it's an investment of time and effort up front.
It is.
But once it's running.
But once you have it set up, it pretty much runs itself.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and I think that initial effort is part of what makes Ampatchy so rewarding.
Okay.
Because you've built something yourself, you understand how it works, you have complete control over it.
Yeah, I can see that.
It's a different kind of satisfaction than just using a prepackaged service.
You got a point there. There's something to be said for taking ownership of your technology.
Absolutely.
Not just relying on big companies to provide everything for you.
Yeah, it's a very empowering feeling.
It's not just the technical side of things. It's like a philosophy.
It's not just about the technical side. It's about having the freedom to curate your own listening experience, to organize your music the way you want it, to discover new artists and albums without being influenced by algorithms or playlists curated by someone else.
Right. You're in control.
You're in control. Exactly.
Speaking of discovery, does Empache have any features for finding new music?
It does.
Okay.
It has a recommendation engine.
Okay.
Although it's not as sophisticated as some of the commercial services.
Sure.
It's more about suggesting artists or albums that are similar to what you've already listened to.
Gotcha.
But honestly, I think the real beauty of Empache is that it encourages you to be more proactive in your music discovery.
I like that.
You know, you're browsing your own library, rediscovering old favorites, maybe digging into genres or artists you might not have explored otherwise.
So it's a more
intentional way of listening.
Intentional way of listening. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. And you know, there's something really satisfying about creating your own playlist, sharing them with friends, and introducing them to music they might not have heard before.
I like that.
It's a more personal and meaningful way to connect with others through music.
That's great.
Yeah, it's really special. Yeah, it really is. It's a more personal way to experience music.
Okay, so as we wrap up this deep dive, mm-hmm. I want to go back to something you said earlier about Empache being more than just a piece of software.
Right.
It's a philosophy, a way of thinking about technology and our relationship with it.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
In a world where we're constantly bombarded with ads, subscriptions, algorithms trying to control our choices, Empache is a breath of fresh air.
I love that.
It's a reminder that we have the power to choose to create and to connect with others in ways that are authentic and meaningful.
Well said, and a huge thank you to SafeServer for supporting this episode and for helping people unlock the power of platforms like Empache.
Absolutely, they're fantastic.
If you're interested in learning more about their hosting and digital transformation services, be sure to check out their website at www.safeserver.do.
Definitely.
Okay, so it's been a pleasure diving into the world of Empache with you.
Likewise.
Hopefully this has inspired some of you to explore it further and discover the joy of taking control of your music experience.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive. Until next time, keep exploring and keep the music playing.
Keep the music playing.